Today, people all around the world are celebrating Easter. And depending on what news items you follow, you know that there are celebrations all around the world. For many, it's a time for families to gather, to have a meal, and to just get caught up, just celebrate the season. For many, there are public events like parades. And as I was driving in, I was reminded of the grand parade that takes place in Toronto, the Easter Parade in the beaches. And I'm sure that there are parades all around. In this parish, there's a tradition from which we'll all benefit later on when we go to hospitality hour. And I hope that you'll all join us there. And please don't be distracted by what's happening in the kitchen downstairs, because I understand that the Sunday school will be following one of those Easter traditions here in the church and will be providing something for our hospitality, another tradition. And I'm sure that we from all around the globe have brought our traditions with which we're accustomed. In my own context, I grew up with a specific tradition. That is an early morning sunrise service at the cemetery. And I don't know if anyone else here in the room can relate to that. But the tradition at that time would be to go to the cemetery. And you'd take flowers, you'd visit the graves of your loved ones. And as a special treat, there was a Salvation Army band. And I could never forget what they played. Up from the grave heroes. And the trumpets will be there, and the drums and everything. A glorious time of the resurrection. The gospel reading today does not tell us about trumpets and fanfare on the first day of the resurrection. The gospel reading for today tells us about the visit of two faithful disciples, two faithful followers of Jesus. And I draw your attention to some words from the gospel, Matthew 28, and specifically verse 6. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Over the last 40 days, we've been preparing for Easter, the 40 days of Lent, which started on Ash Wednesday. And many of us focused on that day, the day of Ash Wednesday, on our own mortality, because we were reminded that from dust we came and to dust we will return. And it's a somber reminder that we're here for a limited period of time. But there's good news today. The good news is that there's hope of the resurrection after we pass through this earthly pilgrimage. But during Lent, which included Holy Week, Good Friday, and the Vigil of Easter, we participated last night in the service of light, moving from the sorrow and death associated with the cross and the darkness of the tomb to the brightness of the resurrection. And for those who joined us last evening, you would have noticed that we started the worship at the front of the church in darkness. And as Michael led us in with some chants and the singing of the exultant, we moved not just physically, but we moved in our own transformation, in our own transforming way to move from Lent into Easter. We lit the Paschal candle, which is burning brightly here today. We heard stories of salvation through the scripture, and we also renewed our baptismal vows as a sign of the new beginning of Easter. Today, however, we'll focus on Matthew's account of Christ's resurrection. If you listen carefully to the reading, you'd realize that the gospel for today picks up after the Sabbath day. The body of Jesus had been laid in the tomb, and the two Marys decided to go and see what was going on. It was at sunrise on the first day of the week that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. They had witnessed the death of Jesus along with others. But today they were taking the risk to go to the tomb. Gospel writers have suggested that perhaps they wanted to prepare Christ's body for permanent burial. And we would recall from Scripture that there was really no burial, no formal burial after the death of Jesus. But they were probably motivated because they had heard Jesus preach about being raised on the third day. And I guess they were like us. They had heard Jesus preach, but what did they want? They wanted proof, wasn't there? Yes, we were all people who need some sign, something to convince us. So they were curious to see what would happen. But as they got there, they felt the earth move as an angel appeared, rolled back the stone from the tomb, and sat on it. Now, biblical scholars have suggested that the stone was not rolled away from the tomb so that Jesus could get out, but rather to allow people who had questions to get in and see that Jesus was in fact raised from the dead as he had predicted. What a shock this must have been for the guards who were there to provide security. They became completely useless. And the scripture reminded us today that for fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men, sending a strong signal that the might of the Roman army, because we must remember that at this time they were under occupation by the Romans, the might of the Roman army was no match for the power of God. And the weakness of those who opposed Jesus and wanted him dead was also exposed. We are told that God's messenger, the angel, was quite reassuring as he explained why there was no human body. Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Now I know that the legal minds in the room are probably churning. You're probably thinking, well, you know, the fact that the body was not there does not necessarily provide proof that Jesus had been raised. But I know that there's some other legal minds in the room that are churning and suggesting that this is circumstantial evidence, isn't it? Nevertheless, the scripture tells us that the two Marys were reminded by the angel that Jesus had in fact predicted his resurrection, taught them that he would be put to death, and now they have seen the evidence. Come, see the place where he lay, the angel said, and the women saw for themselves that the body of Jesus, their Lord and Master, was no longer there. We read this morning, thanks to Maggie, that God's messenger had a sense of urgency as he urged them to go directly and pass on the good news to the disciples. And again, this is a sober reminder to us that our time is not in our hands. There are so many things that we delay for the next day, so many things that should be done that are considered important for us, but somehow we delay. And today, we are reminded of the sense of urgency to draw closer to Christ, not only through our scripture reading, our prayers, and our acts of generosity, but also in our relationships with each other. At home, whenever I seem to put something off for another day, I'm reminded by my wife, my life partner. She would ask me this question, "Leonard, how many times does the word immediately, how many times is the word immediately written in the Bible?" And I would scratch my head a bit and I said, "Well, I really don't know. I really don't know. But if you read the scripture, you'd notice that there are so many places in the Bible where the word immediately appears. And it's a reminder to us that there are some things which just cannot wait." The good news to the disciples and to us today is that Jesus has been raised from the dead. And indeed, we must do something about that. It reminds us of what Easter means to us. The two Marys were told that Jesus was going ahead to Galilee, and there he will appear before others. We know from the scripture reading today that the women were afraid, but they were also happy when they were commissioned by the angel to go and proclaim the resurrection message. So they quickly left the tomb and ran to tell the other disciples. Yes, they had a sense of urgency. But who would have predicted that on their way, they would have the first reported encounter with the risen Lord? Because Jesus appeared unexpectedly, and I imagine that it must have been quite a shock for them to hear the word greeting come from a familiar voice. How excited they must have been because they ran and they took hold of Jesus' feet and worshiped him. Today we are also encouraged, despite our misgivings, despite our doubts, and despite our fears, we are encouraged to be brave. Because Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And I'm sure that we are hearing the words of Jesus today. "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." So in summary, on this first Easter day, God sent his angel to proclaim the good news. And this message was passed on to the two Marys. And they, in turn, were sent by the angel and Jesus himself to share the news of Christ's resurrection with the disciples. Three thoughts to take away today. The relevance of what we are celebrating. Today, Christians share the good news that has been proclaimed for over 2,000 years. And just like the angel who told the women to go quickly and tell the disciples, we too must have the same sense of urgency to share the good news of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. We who have heard and have experienced God's presence in our lives and in the lives of others must spread the gospel message by our words and our actions. Yes, let us follow the evangelists. The evangelists starting with the two Marys who have proclaimed the gospel throughout the world. A few years ago when we visited the country of India, we were reminded of the gospel message taken there by St. Thomas. And you might know that there are so many places of worship that are named after that saint. St. George, the patron saint of England. And of course, this parish was named after St. George, and the parish where I was baptized and confirmed and grew up in the Caribbean was also St. George. Yes, the relevance of sharing the gospel. Secondly, the good news. What does our faith mean to us? Yes, let us come and see. Let us come and see. And let us go and tell. The tradition, being a witness and being an example. And thirdly, the emphasis on the true meaning of Easter. Because Easter reminds us that we too have the same opportunity to be in the presence of our risen Lord, to feel his touch and to worship him. We too have the chance to come and see and to tell others what Easter is all about. As Christians, we believe in the resurrection of Jesus, and we could take comfort that death is not the end and that there is life beyond the grave. For God's redemptive power brought Jesus back to life, and that's what Easter is all about. For Easter means new life for us, as it first meant new life for Christ. So let us share the good news that Christ is risen. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let's try that again. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.